Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And President Obama is in Mexico City right now, currently conducting a joint press conference with Mexican President Felipe Calderon on day one of the president's first trip to Mexico and Latin America. The biggest topic on the agenda is the drug violence being perpetrated inside Mexico, but is also spilling across our southern border with that country. In the news conference with Calderon, President Obama said the U.S. bears responsibility for a significant southbound flow of guns and cash. Obama says the U.S.-Mexican relationship is one of mutual respect and mutual interest. He says he looks forward to working closely with Mexico on the global economic crisis, regional trade, clean energy, and climate change, in addition to the drug violence. Meanwhile, CIA operatives allegedly involved in waterboarding and other interrogation techniques that critics consider torture will not be prosecuted. President Obama made the decision, saying, quote, "This is a time for reflection, not retribution," unquote. He added that one of its first actions in office was to prohibit the use of controversial, harsh interrogation methods. At the same time, he ordered the release of heretofore secret memos by the Bush administration that authorized the controversial investigation tactics. Obama stated, quote, "A democracy as resilient as ours must reject the false choice between our security and our ideals," unquote. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is focused on the problem of piracy off the Horn of Africa, and he says there are no easy answers. Secretary Gates says it's a major challenge for the U.S. and our allies.
The challenge that we face is, I think I read somewhere, the fact that we're dealing with about 400,000 square miles of ocean. We hardly have enough ships in the whole Navy to be able to patrol that size area.
Secretary Gates says there's also another huge problem.
So the core problem we have is the ungoverned space that is now Somalia. And one of the questions that I think we have to look at is, do we look at what we might be able to do with regional government?
In his speech at the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Secretary Gates also defended his Pentagon budget, which calls for spending cuts as opposed to the previous fiscal year. Secretary Gates says his controversial recommendations, such as cutting off the F-22 Osprey and radically reducing spending on missile defense, is less about numbers and more about how the U.S. military prepares for our future.
With this budget, I've tried to make a holistic assessment of capabilities, requirements, risks, and needs across the services. These recommendations are less about budget numbers than they are about how the U.S. military thinks about the nature of warfare and prepares for the future.
Before heading to Mexico on Thursday, President Obama once again focusing on the economy and specifically infrastructure. The president says he wants to put high-speed rail on a fast track. The administration has been studying proposals to develop up to a half dozen high-speed rail corridors. The president said the nation's aging, clogged transportation infrastructure is hindering economic progress, arguing that it's time to start moving towards a smarter, modern transportation system. And he responded to critics who say the cost for this will be just too massive to make this work.
Building a new system of high-speed rail in America will be faster, cheaper, and easier than building more freeways or adding to an already overburdened aviation system, and everybody stands to benefit.
Obama says that high-speed rail will spur economic growth, and he cited the success and popularity of such systems in Europe and Asia. He insisted that high-speed rail is not some pie-in-the-sky ideal, saying it's been done, just not here. Thursday witnessed scores of tea parties across the country on Tax Day 2009 and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people attending those parties. But Illinois Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky is labeling the Tea Party protests as, quote, despicable and shameful. The lawmaker from Illinois said the tea parties held by right-wing activists were fueled by the Fox News Channel and were an effort to, quote, mislead the public about Obama's economic plan that cuts taxes for 95% of Americans and creates 3.5 million jobs. We will get reaction to that comment and the Obama administration's reaction to the parties later in the program. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to create a special panel to investigate the Wall Street meltdown. She'll discuss it with fellow Democrats when lawmakers return from their spring recess next week. Pelosi spokesperson says the investigative panel would be modeled after a Senate committee that probed the 1929 Wall Street crash. Home foreclosures across the U.S. shot up a massive 46% in March compared to the same month in 2008. RealtyTrack has just released a new housing report showing foreclosures for the entire first quarter of the year were 24% higher than a year ago. The states leading the foreclosure surge: Nevada, Arizona, and California. But stocks were up on Thursday after better-than-expected quarterly results from J.P. Morgan Chase. On the Dow, 96 points higher to 8125. The S&P 500 up 13 to 865. The Nasdaq gained 44 points to 1670. Oil prices up 19 cents to $49.44 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, what is the legacy of the Tea Parties? A one-day event or the start of a major nationwide movement? We'll ask Phil Kirpin of Americans for Prosperity. We'll also take a look at Obama's high-speed rail plan. Is it a way to jumpstart the economy, or is it just a never-ending cash hole? We'll talk with Hope Cohen of the Manhattan Institute. Up next, John Gizzi. Stay with us.